the insect goes out of control. So this little picture of how that happens. Here we've got acetylcholine, our nerve synapse signal transmitter molecule. Once it's done its job, it must be removed, otherwise the nerve keeps firing. So it's the function of the enzyme to break down the compound. Here we have got acetylcholine sitting in the active site, and you can see the active site in insects is 0.5 to 0.55 nanometers. This is the dimension between the spots that are going to pick up this part here and the spots here which are going to be involved in the reactive chemistry. Now it's a different distance in mammals, and so as a result we're able to target our compound so that it can take out insects but not take out mammals. So here we have got acetylcholine being broken down. We then get the release of the acetate part here, and this is the choline part here. So that's the normal process of acetylcholinesterase breaking down acetylcholine. Now we take carbaryl. This is now attacking acetylcholinesterase in the insect. Now in the insect then, this molecule is able to bind to the active site in the enzyme. We get a strong binding between the carbaryl molecule, and here we form a covalent linkage. This covalent linkage then binds that amide part to the surface. Once it's done that, this bond does not break and release, and as a result that active site now has gone out of operation. Once that's out of operation, there's no possibility for that particular enzyme breaking down any more acetylcholine. Now, what happens in the case of human then? This molecule comes up and it's a different size, the active site, doesn't fit, but reduced toxicity.